You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Iceberg to Go, your daily dose of Pittsburgh Penguins news and analysis. You can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from. The Penguins had one game over the weekend, and they fell short in Columbus in a shootout, making their now road losing streak or winless streak at 9 games. Now, they lost on Saturday in a shootout, which adds to the fact that there is a distinction in the NHL history books, a distinction that I personally don't care for, between a losing streak, which has to be all regulation losses, and a winless streak, which is when overtime losses or ties, which was before the lockout back in 2005, was in effect. So this is technically a 9-game winless streak when looking back through NHL history, which there's a little bit of history to be made with that loss on Saturday. It tied the Penguins' current winless streak on the road for the worst road winless streak of the Sidney Crosby era. The last time and the only other time that they had lost 9 straight on the road, whether it be in regulation or through overtime or a shootout, was in the 2005-2006 season, where they had lost 9 straight between January 6th of 2006 and February 6th of 2006, a streak back then that began with a 6-4 loss to the Atlanta Thrashers. That's how long it's been since they have had this type of poor performance on the road consistently. The Atlanta Thrashers kicked off that road winless streak. They haven't been an NHL franchise for a mighty long time. So if that tells you anything as to where the Penguins' current performance stacks up when it comes to them on the road, that is exactly where it is. Now, to bring it to present day, that overtime and shootout loss to the Columbus Blue Jackets closed out a 5-8-2 month of March for the Penguins, a month in which they entered with a very busy schedule. Almost every other day you had back-to-backs in the first 3 weekends, but a month in which they needed to have that patented March of the Penguins that they've had throughout Crosby's tenure as a member of the Penguins, and they just didn't get it. Like I mentioned, 5-8-2. They currently sit 7 points behind a playoff spot. Both the Washington Capitals and the Philadelphia Flyers are 7 points above them. So at the very least, there's 2 spots available. But with 9 games left and 7 points back, I think everybody knows that it's very grim. And it's been very grim for a while now for the Penguins. But this road losing streak just adds on to the, you know, negativity surrounding this team throughout this season. Year one of Kyle Dubas, in which it was supposed to be a turnaround year. It was supposed to be a year they got back into the playoffs, but instead, we're still making history as the Penguins continue to lose. They now only have a 4.2% chance at making the Stanley Cup playoffs, according to MoneyPuck.com. So I think we all know where their future lies, but as of right now, as far as this road winless streak, it could get much worse this week. They have games to close out this 4-game Metropolitan road trip against the New York Rangers tonight at MSG, against the New Jersey Devils tomorrow at the Prudential Center, and then against the Washington Capitals on Friday at Capital One Arena in the nation's capital. When you look at those first 2 games, that's where that history could be made. They haven't had a 10-game road winless streak in the entire Sidney Crosby era, but tonight And tomorrow, that could extend out to 11 because the Penguins have not won at Madison Square Garden since Game 1 of the 2022 Stanley Cup playoffs, a double overtime victory where Evgeny Malkin ended it, of course, en route to a 7-game loss for the Penguins, but that's the last time they won at Madison Square Garden in general. In the regular season, they haven't won at MSG since April 8th of 2021. So it's been a while since they've been able to get one over at the world's most famous arena, in particular in the regular season. And this one has history on the line, history that the guys in the locker room don't care about, but a history that tells the tale of this team. Whenever their backs were against the wall and they went onto the road, they just shut down in March, and we'll see if they're able to turn it around in April. But not only do they have a tough task tonight at MSG that could create history, they have a tough task tomorrow that could extend history. The Penguins have not beaten the New Jersey Devils at all this season. They did not beat the New Jersey Devils at all last season. And we see the way that they play against the Devils. They have no answer for the New Jersey Devils' speed. They haven't had it this season. They didn't have it last season, and they're not going to have it tomorrow. It's going to be a tough test for the Penguins, who have lost seemingly 5-2 in every single game they play their division rival, the Devils. So this could be an 11-game winless streak on the road by the time we even get to Wednesday. And that is just a cherry on top of a cake that has been very, very negative, very, very historically bad this season for the Penguins. After a year in which last season we saw similar things happen. Oh, this is the first time that they've lost. I believe there was a 7-game losing streak, the first time they had that in the Crosby era, or at least since 2005. It was the first time that they missed the playoffs, obviously, since the 2005-2006 season. We said, all right, hopefully the history making in a bad way is over whenever they switch from Hextall to Dubas. But here we are with a new ownership, basically entirely new front office, very new roster, and yet worse results, more history in a negative light. And I think that obviously calls into question the head coach. It calls into question the president of hockey operations and the general manager. And it certainly calls into question the performance of a handful of Penguins throughout the entirety of this season. The change that we saw last year is obviously going to continue to turn into change we see in this offseason. And this is just another reason why, another little piece of history that the Penguins are making in the wrong fashion.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, if you look at their remaining road schedule, they could easily lose their last 5 road games. Already talked about the Rangers game, already talked about the Devils game coming up tomorrow. The Washington Capitals are a team that right now are fighting for a playoff spot and have gotten themselves into pole position. The Penguins will take them on Friday. But even if you look past that, they play Toronto on the 8th. The last time the Penguins played in Toronto, they lost 7-1 or 7-0 or something of that manner. They were embarrassed, and Toronto's another team right now that is in playoff positioning and is trying to fend off the Tampa Bay Lightning before they fall into a wild card spot. So that could also be a loss for the Penguins. And then the only other remaining road game is one on Long Island, where they could be trying to stave off a, at that point, what would it be, 13 or 14 game road winless streak, which would also get them in the annals of NHL history, is not as even more so than Penguins history. So that would make 14 straight road losses to end the season and would certainly send the Penguins into the offseason on a very sour note. But if you're looking for a bright side, if you want to be a little optimistic or glass half full, that's how I like to try to end these episodes, especially in a season that has been majority negative when it comes to what we have to talk about here. They could conceivably finish this week at number 8th in the draft order. Now, that's pre-NHL draft lottery already, but right now they enter the week tied with the Buffalo Sabres. They're 2 points ahead of both the Calgary Flames and the Seattle Kraken out in the Western Conference. So, conceivably, if they have the week that Right now, the trends are pointing to that they will have, which is at the very best, a one-win, two-loss week. They could conceivably be an eighth. So for those of you that want them to get better opportunities, better odds at Macklin Celebrini, or just the opportunity to keep their first-round pick this year, or have the option to keep their first-round pick, there's your positive. If they lose, if they struggle, and this winless streak continues to climb in the history books of Pittsburgh Penguins history, they'll get a better opportunity, or they could sit in a better option or better position to hold on to that top 10 pick, to hold on to that pick that they initially traded for it with a condition for Erik Karlsson. So if you wanted a positive, there's that. If you want another positive, Sidney Crosby is 3 points away from tying Wayne Gretzky for the all-time points per game seasons, and not just to begin a career, but just in general. So that's a nice little storyline to follow this week. And then also, Tristan Jarry gets back into the net. What's been going on with him? The last time we saw him is when he came in relief in Colorado, and he did not look good. The Penguins blew a third period lead there, just as they did on Saturday. Nedeljkovic had, I believe, 3 or 4 starts in a row after that. So Jarry gets back into the net. What does he look like, and what are the Penguins thinking about their presumptive starting goaltender for the next 4 years, who's under contract, as he heads into Madison Square Garden to take on the New York Rangers? It's going to be a week. I'm not even going to say an intriguing week. This could be a week in which you watch Penguins games and they get outscored by 5 goals in each game. I wouldn't be surprised at all. But hey, you could watch Crosby. You could watch them fall the way that some people I've seen in the comment section want to see them fall. I'd like to see them not make history tonight. I'd like to see them beat the New York Rangers tonight. But that's just me. I personally like to root for winning hockey. But again, historic road winless streak, tied for the longest since one that started with a loss to the Atlanta Thrashers. I just can't wrap my head around the fact that they've gotten to this point in back-to-back seasons now where they're worse off this year than they were last year, and that is with Ron Hextall out the door and Kyle Dubas in the door. Now, there's a lot more that goes into that particular conversation, but that's a conversation we'll have on a different day. That's going to do it for this episode of Iceberg to Go. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And remember, you can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from.